This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yoimi for the 29th of Cheshvan, the last day of Cheshvan, Baruch Hashem. We have gotten to this point. We're about to finish the whole article, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yoimi, the first volume. And it's a tremendous, tremendous zuchus. We're up to Simen Yotes Sivches, page 280 in the Art Scroll, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yoimi. We start Sivches. Im nistapik loyif, after a person has that, remember we've been talking about the halachas of Mashu Baruch Merdei Goshem and the halachas of a saint Talmud Mutter. If after a person davened, he's unsure, im omar Mashu Baruch or loya omar, whether he said Mashu Baruch or he did not, im hula achar shleishim yayim, if it's after 30 days since they have made that institution, meaning it was Mashu Baruch Merdei Goshem, we remember we start saying from Shmini Atzeret. If 30 days has already passed in Shmini Atzeret, shekvar yisbal tishim pom karay, where he's already davened about 90 times properly. It's assumed that he is already saying the right words, and he's following according to his habit, meaning he's already said it for 30 days. He's not sure if he said it today, but we assume that he said the right thing. However, if it's still within the 30 days, and Baruch Hashem, we're no longer within that 30 days, then he has to go back and say it again. The halacha stays the same regarding Saint Talmoter. So 30 days after December 4th, if he is unsure whether he has said his Saint Talmoter, and it's now after 30 days when he's about done around 90 times and said that Saint Talmoter, that we can rely on his presumed habit, that he is still davening properly. But if it's before 30 days since December 4th, Tzarech Lachzor L'Hispalel, he has to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, like the halachas we said yesterday. Sif Tes, Tov B'Mayrev Leil Rishon Shel Pesach. Let's say a person made a mistake on Mayrev of the first night of Pesach. I remember that the next day of Pesach, a person would be stopping, he would no longer say Mashem Baruch Hashem, and he would no longer say B'Sein Bracha. B'Sein Talmud Bracha. B'Yispal Tzvil Shmoneh Esrei Shel Choyol. Let's say it was the first night of Pesach, and instead of davening, the Yom Tov davening, he actually said a weekday davening. And now he has said Baruch Aleinu. He said, he realized that he is saying the wrong Shmoneh Esrei. He has to continue saying wherever he is up to. That's the halacha, very interesting halacha that many people do not know. If you by mistake say a whole bunch of brachas on the weekday, then you'd continue the bracha where you're up to, and then you'd continue after that with the Yom Tov davening. We're going to say later on. When he says v'sein bracha that night, he does not say v'sein talumoter livracha, because since the community no longer is going to be saying that, because once the night of Pesach has already arrived, if we were to say baruch aleinu, we wouldn't say v'sein talumoter livracha anymore. Even though he's not supposed to be saying that, and you'd imagine maybe the change hasn't happened until the next day, he still does not say v'sein talumoter when he by mistake says baruch aleinu. V'imchola ha-she'ila, if the day of the she'ila, meaning the request of v'sein talumoter, hu yoyim haschala lishol talumoter, the day of the she'ila refers to the day in which we begin to say v'sein talumoter l'baruch, like I just said, v'im Shabbos, if December 4th falls on Shabbos, v'tov v'ispal shol choyol, and he by mistake was saying a weekday Shmoneh Esrei on that Shabbos, v'hispal baruch aleinu, he's, once again, he's in the middle of baruch aleinu before he realizes his mistake. Gamken eino emer talumoter, once again, he would not say v'sein talumoter because kim shetzibur adayin lo yeschilu, because since it's Shabbos, nobody has yet said v'sein talumoter l'baruch, so he would not be permitted on that Shabbos, even though it's December 4th. He would not be permitted to say v'sein talumoter l'bracha. V'yochid nigrar tamen achar hatzibur, and the individual is always drawn after the congregation. Sif yud. Shachach yalav yavim b'rish chodesh, like mamish right now, it's Rosh Chodesh. Look at this. And if you forgot, you daven Ma'ariv already tonight, and you forgot to say Yalav Yavi Rosh Chodesh B'Shachar Zoy Mincha, when it's by Shachar and Mincha, U'B'Chol HaMoed, or if you forgot to say Yalav Yavi on Chol HaMoed, Bein B'Shachar Zoy Mincha, Bein Ma'ariv, either of the three tefillahs, in Nizkar Kodem Sh'Amar Yerotzen, if he remembers that he forgot to say Yalav Yavi, if he remembers that he forgot to say Yalav Yavi B'Shachar Mincha of Rosh Chodesh, or Shachar Mincha Ma'ariv of the Chol HaMoed, then Chayzo Masla Ritzay, then if it was before Yul HaRotzen, he goes back to saying Ritzay and says Yalav Yavi there. And even if he remembers that he did not say Yalav Yavi before he said Moedim, and he said Baruch Ato Hashem Machzor Shechinas Letzion, and he realized that he forgot to say Yalav Yavi, but he has yet to say Moedim, he has to go back to Ritzay, Kemoshe Kasafti, as I am going to write by Mashav Ruach, as he already wrote by Mashav Ruach, that you must go back to the beginning of that bracha. Achim Nizker, but if you realize Koydem Birchas Amachzor Shechinas Letzion, if he has not said Amachzor Shechinas Letzion yet, and now he remembers that he has not said Yalav Yavi, so he should say Yalav Yavi at that point, meaning in the middle of Ritzay still. Once again, he would finish with the words that usually come after Yalav Yavi, and he would then finish saying it properly. But if he did not remember to say Yalav Yavi, Ad La'ach Yul HaRotzen, until after he said the Yul HaRotzen in Elikai Netzar, so technically he has already finished saying Shemoneh Esrei, he must go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, and similarly, if on Rosh Chodesh, rather, now the halacha changes. If it was tonight, which tonight is Rosh Chodesh, if a person forgot to say Yalav Yavi by Ma'ariv tonight, whether it's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, or it's a 1-day Rosh Chodesh like it is tonight, since he already said Baruch Ata Hashem, he says Hashem's name, Shuv Eino Chayz, he does not go back, El Messiah Machzor Shechinas Letzion, he finishes Ritzay properly, and then he finishes davening properly, and the reason for this is, because we did not say, We're not mekadesh the chodesh at night, and since we are not mekadesh the chodesh at night, so technically the times of the Beis Hamikdash, there cannot be a night time of the first day of Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, we're not so concerned if a person misses saying Yalav Yavi at night. So again, if a person would not say Yalav Yavi tonight, then he would not repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Even if he said Ritzay it without saying Yalav Yavi, he would not repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Sif Yud Alav Shachach, if a person forgot Rosh Chodesh or B'chol HaMoed. Yalav Yavi B'Shachar, a person forgot to say Yalav Yavi B'Shachar on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. Afal Pi Shelo Nizker, even if he did not realize Ad La'achar Shespel Musaf, until after he said Musaf Shekvar Zocher Shel Rosh Chodesh Shel Chol HaMoed, and meaning in Musaf, he's going to be saying, of course, he's going to mention Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. Mikol Mokim Tzarech La'achar Shel Shachar. Even though he has said Musaf, he has to go back because his Shachar was ineffective because he didn't say Yalav Yavi. But if the time for Tefillah Shachar has already passed, like we mentioned earlier, and we're going to say again later, so then, like anybody who missed saying Shachar, he would have to finish, you'd have to say Mincha twice, and we'll learn about the halach later. As we're going to see all these halachas later on, we're going to see later on a lot more detail about making up Tefillahs. Sif Yod Beis. In any case, where a person has to go back and say Shemoneh Esrei again, Darach Lahamtin is important. A person has to wait between his first mistake in Shemoneh Esrei and his second mistake in Shemoneh Esrei. Kedei Hiluch Arba Amis, the amount of time that it would take to walk 4 Amis, and that's approximately 2 to 3 seconds. But even that amount, a person shouldn't just shift back and shift back into it. He should wait a moment. Sif Yud Gimel. Shliach Tiber Shetov, if a person makes a mistake, but Tfilas HaLachash, in his silent Shemoneh Esrei, Eina Chayzer Mispal Shemis, it's important halacha to know. The Chazan does not repeat Shemoneh Esrei if he made a mistake in his own Shemoneh Esrei, because that would be an inconvenience for the whole congregation. El, or rather, what he should do is Saymich Al Tzvila Shemal B'Kol Ram. He should rely on his Tzvila, which he's going to say as Chazer Sashatz, to replace his own Shemoneh Esrei. Therefore, La'achir Chazer Sashatz, after he says Chazer Sashatz, Yemer Elikai Netzar, he would have to then say Elikai Netzar, V'Yafsila Sholosh P'siyas, and take 3 steps back. However, if he made a mistake in the first 3 brachas, and he realized that mistake before he finished his private Shemoneh Esrei, it would not take so long for him to repeat the first 3 brachas, he should go back. Now, I don't know how exactly a person is going to be able to be chazan and repeat and say Elikai Netzar after his private Shemoneh Esrei, after his public Shemoneh Esrei. That would seem to be a bit of a difficulty for the tzibur. So that is first of all. Second of all, I've always had this question as we finishing this booklet, Baruch Hashem, the very first Sefer of the Kishrach and Archiemi series. But I've always had this question that if a person realized that he made a mistake of missing Yalviyave. And so instead of saying the Shemoneh Esrei again, why doesn't he just replace the Chazan at that point? He should just go over to the Chazan and tell the Chazan that it was very nice you daven until now, but I'll be the Chazan for the rest of the time. And therefore, he won't unnecessarily have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. I'm not sure why that's not an option. Usually, it's certainly b'di'evet for the Chazan to be replaced. Everyone should have bracha ve'hatzlacha.